David Parmley, Scott Festal, and Continental Divide, and they'll be back at 11:30 tonight. They're going to be finishing the show off, and I'm sure there'll be lots of hooping and hollering then. Don't forget, during the breaks is a good time to kind of get up and check out all the vendors that are up and down the hill. The green and white tent here is the first aid tent if you have any needs there. And right behind that are all the artists set up with their wares. If you want to buy a CD or cassette or a t-shirt or whatever they have for the various artists, this is the best place to get it because they're here and they've got their wares here. And it would be nice if you could go to every local Walmart or Kmart or whatever you have and buy these CDs, but that's not always necessarily the case. Things are getting a little bit better, but this is still the best place to get it, and you can put the money right into the hands of the artist, maybe get an autograph or whatever you'd like. We do have a couple of instruments that are being raffled off. We have a Martin guitar and a Stelling banjo, and the tickets are for sale at the Stelling banjo right up there, about halfway up the hill facing you with the Stelling banner right next to Acoustic Musician. And then also Fiddler's Choice has the raffle tickets for the guitar, and we'll have them down at the bottom of the hill also. Don't forget that in addition to the main stage, there is plenty of other events going on. Right behind the stage is the Homespun Masters Workshop stage. That's been going on for several years, and there's a lot of good things going on. Everything from songwriting to various instruments to whatever you want to know to learn from the masters, the people that you see on stage. Also spend time back there at the Homespun Masters Workshop stage. We have a children's tent for the younguns, or the young at heart. And then we also have the grassroots stage over there. That's new this year, and something that Winterhawk put a lot of effort into this year, a new dance stage. And from taking a peek over there a little while back, there were a whole bunch of people there, and they were doing some clogging lessons and so forth. So there's a new dance stage that's behind the stage down, partway down the road, heading in that direction. So be sure and check all that out. And hope you all can stay till Sunday for the 15th annual Winterhawk Bluegrass Family Festival. There's just so much going on. It's just a great time for everybody. We'll take a minute and get the next band set up and continue on with the great music.